that has got extremely dangerous, there is a strong risk that a lintel will fall on top of somebody. So I got onto the enforcement section in the council, as did other councillors, and the enforcement section have gone out. They've met with the developer that was involved with it, and he's agreed to erect a temporary fencing along the inside of the path in the next week to prevent anybody entering the partially constructed building. So we hope that will help in the short term. And he's also said that in the next 6 to 8 weeks he'll be engaging with the planning authority about getting the site finished, because it was unfinished he'll need to reapply for planning permission. But I'd be hopeful that wouldn't be a problem, or that there wouldn't be any major delays in doing that, because it's a bit of an eyesore there. But the big risk and my big concern is that anyone would get hurt in there. I've seen the videos of it, and it is frightening to see that a wall can be moved with your bare hands. You can shake a wall, and you know, we all know, we were all young people not that long ago, and a bit of foolhardiness and a bit of messing starts, and next thing something falls on top of someone and we have a fatality, or we have a serious injury that changes somebody's life, and I just don't want to see that happening.
While it is positive news, councillor, that it looks like planning will go ahead for this estate in Grange, and that more houses will be built there, the message here really is for people just to stay away from it for the moment.
Yeah, and I mean that goes, I suppose, if you have an active site where people are working, there will be security fencing, there may be cameras, there may be a security firm checking this out to make sure it's kept safe or whatever out of hours. But when a site like this is kind of left unattended, it is a dangerous place to be. You know, as a minimum, you could go in walking around it. You could turn on your ankle or break your leg or fall and break your wrist or whatever. But the bigger things could happen as well. I think it's my own belief, and look, I'm not qualified to say on this, but it would be my belief that what has been built needs to be knocked down. And start again, because it you couldn't build on top of it. It's insecure. So from that point of view, I prefer to see it knocked and made safe. But hopefully that will be part of the plan that will develop over the coming weeks.